Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
You can probably hear from the background noise, I am no longer in our studio in Boston. I have made my way in what direction? I think southwest of where we're broadcasting from, down in Seaport. And we are here in Dorchester, and I am here with the voice of Dorchester himself, Ed Farry, is with me. Lots of people will know him. Ed, how are you?
Well, welcome to Dorchester. It's good to get you out of the city and into God's land. Welcome to it.
Yeah, no, listen, thank you for the tour around, because we met you back at the headquarters of the different publications that you work for. I was going to say that you established and that you publish. Tell us a little bit about the community that we've spent the last little while driving through.
Dorchester goes back to 1630. It was founded by pilgrims coming over from England, and over the years and over the centuries it's grown. It was a rural area, it was a farming area, and then in the late 1800s it started to attract a lot of immigration to our streets. The Irish started coming over in those years in the 1870s and 80s, and a lot of Irish into the 20th century, and as a result, housing was built up to accommodate the new arrivals. You've seen, as we drove through the streets, you saw the three-deckers. They're here by the hundreds, if not the thousands. The three-deckers were built here in Dorchester between 1870 till 1920. And at that point, the city fathers said, wait a minute, we're getting too many immigrants in here, let's shut it down. So they said, no more three-deckers. It's allowing too many tenements to be built. Let's get rid of the tenements and let's just, you know, protect what we have, the Victorian houses. So there were no three-deckers built in the city, basically, from 1920 to about the 1970s. But a lot of Irish grew up and settled in those three-deckers. And anybody who would be hearing this that lived in Dorchester for at some point, like the owner of Oren McGonigal, who owns the McGonigal's pub. Oren lived on North Monroe Terrace when he came over here to work in the 80s and early 90s, and I believe he lived in a three-decker.
So we saw plenty of them. And you know what was funny? As soon as you pointed one out to me, I recognized it, not from having been in this part of Boston before, but from so many kind of movies that we've seen set in this part of the world, and you know, be it your kind of Mystic Rivers or any of those kind of Dennis Lehane novels that have been turned into movies, the three-deckers feature in them. You see families, multiple families kind of occupying this one building. That kind of sense of Irishness being worn on the sleeve, you see it everywhere here. You mentioned McGonagall's, the pub that we're out here in front of, and actually I should mention as well, we're under the flight path for the airport, which is why people can hear planes coming in.
Why
didn't
you just say go over? You just saw something go over.
Yeah, Aer Lingus. We saw the Aer Lingus evening flight landing.
That will be the one you'll be on when you're leaving.
Yeah, well, there we go. That is the plane getting ready for us to leave, unfortunately. But, I mean, you were commenting when we were driving around, and you brought us to see some lovely churches, lovely old churches as well, that tell the story of this community. You were making the point that, you know, the demographics change, one immigrant population kind of replaces another, and you can see that here, but there's still a real sense of Irishness, isn't there?
It sure is, and it can be found in any number of local establishments. You have McGonagall's here, you have the Airy Pub in Adams Corner. You also have great places like Green Hills. Everybody who's ever been to Dorchester from Ireland would have made a visit to Green Hills. And then nearby is the Irish Pastoral Center. There's a whole subculture of Irish community that thrives here in Dorchester.
And I as well, one of the other buildings was the old maternity hospital you brought us up to. It's no longer functioning as that. But you made the point that not only were you born there, that generations of Irish people were born there from all ends of the socioeconomic spectrum. All the Kennedys were born there. Well, all the Kennedys we know of, the famous Kennedy clan.
Yes, all the Kennedys we know of in that generation were born there. We don't know of any others. But and literally it was... We drove up to what's called Jones Hill, and in those years, as I explained as we drove by it, somehow or other the people that built hospitals thought it was a good idea to put hospitals at the top of a hill. St. Margaret's is one of those. The hospital that was in South Boston called the Kearney Hospital, when it was there, was sort of at the side of the hill. And the thought was that there's cleaner air for people to recuperate in if you're up above, you know, the city traffic, whatever traffic there was from horses yeah. running by. But Brighton is another core of Irishness. Southie, of course, is thought of as being Irish. It's not so much anymore because of the huge construction of new units and apartment units and young people moving in, so it doesn't have the same core Irishness that it had when I was growing up. The South Boston has always hosted the parade, the St. Patrick's Parade, and it is the St. Patrick's / Evacuation Day Parade. It just so happens that George Washington drove the British out of Boston on St. Patrick's Day in 1776, and so we celebrate Evacuation Day on St. Patrick's Day, but we really celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
And tell me then, Ed, before we wrap things up, how important is your sense of Irishness to you? You were lucky enough to bring us on a tour of the office, the Dorchester Reporter, and I mean, it's obvious to anybody from that alone that it's central to your identity.
What I love about being Irish is the sense of the diversity that I'm able to open myself to. And Irish people that I know, that I stay close to, feel very strongly about diversity. My own family, my next generation of family are Haitian. My grandchildren are Haitian-Irish. I have four grandchildren that are Haitian-Irish. My daughter's husband is Jewish, so we have two grandchildren that are Irish-Jewish. And it's great. The whole sense of diversity, I think, is what makes life very favorable for all sorts of people. The trouble is, you know, it hasn't become this whole business of woke. I never heard of woke until somebody started using it as a negative. What I do know is diversity and equality and inclusion are things that I think has always been a hallmark of Irish people. I think it certainly is the hallmark of Irish people in your country. And it was that, you know, I grew up with that sense as well.
Ed Farrey, it has been a real, real pleasure, Ed. And another plane this time, I think United Airlines zooms overhead. Ed Farrey from the Dorchester Reporter. Ed, thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.